Welcome to SNC's podcast series, SNC Critical Insights. Developments concerning the spread of coronavirus are changing daily. This podcast will briefly highlight some key disclosure considerations for U.S. public companies who discover that a senior executive officer has tested positive for or has been exposed to the disease. For any executive team, learning that a close colleague is ill is both concerning and disruptive. For public companies, the situation also raises the very difficult question of whether to issue a press release or an 8K letting investors know what's going on. The starting point for any analysis of disclosure obligations is the basic U.S. securities laws. And the basic rule here is that disclosure is only required if the information is material and the company has a duty to disclose. Although disclosures about an executive's health can move the market for a company's shares, market practice has in the past weighed against finding that senior executive health information is material. Neither the SEC nor the courts have previously found otherwise. Therefore, for most companies, the decision of whether to disclose is one of whether to make a voluntary disclosure. Of course, there are circumstances where a company may be required to file a Form 8K if, for example, the executive's illness is so severe that the executive has effectively ceased serving in his or her role. But the rest of this podcast is going to focus on the voluntary disclosure scenario. So what factors might a company consider in thinking about whether to make a voluntary disclosure? There are really three factors at top of mind. First is the impact of the executive's illness on the company. And in this regard, the company should consider whether the executive is able to continue to perform any or all of his or her duties. The severity of the executive's illness and the projected length of his or her absence from work, the extent of the company's backup plans for the executive, and of course, the effects of the executive's illness on others, which can be a difficult issue to measure at this time when many people are forced to wait on testing. Finally, the company also needs to consider whether they've previously promulgated any disclosures that need to be corrected or updated concerning an executive's health or the status of the executive team in general. A second factor to consider in relation to whether to make a voluntary disclosure is the risk of leak and the potential impact that a leak could have as compared to making a proactive announcement. The risk of leak may be greater with COVID-19 than other types of illness because many companies are following health recommendations to notify individuals who may have been exposed to the executive's illness. The risk of leak and rumor may be magnified even further if the executive is unable to serve in his or her role at an upcoming annual general meeting or a Q1 earnings call, for example. Finally, in making a decision about whether to make a voluntary disclosure, companies should also consider their overall approach to investor relations and how they interact with shareholders to see if they're being consistent in how they've made other disclosures in the past. If a company chooses to make a voluntary disclosure, it should certainly discuss the format and content of that disclosure with its counsel. And that goes not just to announcements from the company itself, but also to announcements by the executive on social media, for example. Announcements need to include all information necessary to make statements not misleading, including in the relation to the potential impact on other executives at the company. In addition, unless the company plans to provide additional updates in the future, it should consider stating in the announcement that the company will forego further comment. In a worst-case scenario, the announcement may also need to address interim or succession planning. Of course, in any announcement, a company needs to be mindful of its obligations under privacy laws, including the Americans with Disabilities Act, which generally requires employers to maintain the confidentiality of employee health information. From all of us at Sullivan and Cromwell, please stay safe and healthy in these challenging times. Thank you for listening to S&C Critical Insights. For more information about our practice, please visit us on the web at www.sulcrom.com. You can also find additional information on this topic in particular in our March 20th memo called Senior Executive Illness Due to COVID-19. Thank you for listening.